You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We finished season two of Ted Lasso last night. I think you've still got a couple episodes.
Two left. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good.
So I stand by my earlier observation that this season was much more of a topsy-turvy up and down, mm-hmm. up and down, up and down. It ended fine, but you know, I was just sitting there kind of thinking about it later. The challenge of taking a show that came out during the pandemic and kind of rescued a lot of people just because of its upbeat, positive nature, and to maintain that type of, that type of momentum and mood mm-hmm. had to be really difficult because you win all of these awards. What'd they win? Like 20 Emmy Awards something like that?
So many awards, yeah.
It's when you win that number of awards, suddenly you feel like our show must mean something. And so you start approaching it, I think, from a different aspect. Like suddenly we need to be making statements about certain things in the world. And that's most definitely what I think the show shifted into. And I'm not so sure that's a bad thing. It's not just the same shticky comedy the whole time. They're trying to expand a little bit. What a challenge for them. And I do ultimately tip my cap to the writers and say, you know, you didn't just sit pat. You didn't just keep doing what you had been doing. And mm-hmm. although that doesn't sit well with some people, I have mad respect for the fact that Ted Lasso is trying to be a little bit more. And it's almost like they're experimenting. You know, the word has it that they set out from the beginning. Jason Sudeikis from the beginning said this was going to be three seasons. One, two, three, and done. So now it's going to be interesting as they start, you know, shooting for the third season. If Apple TV doesn't put a little bit of pressure on them to keep it going.
I would think so, yeah. I mean, I've kind of enjoyed the quirky episodes. You're getting some depth to some of the characters, and I like the uniqueness of some of the episodes. You know, I looked at Nicole after a couple of them, and she's like, what was that? And I was like, you know, it was different, but in a way I kind of liked it because it was just different.
A little different.
A little different.
So. The only one they could have done without was the Christmas episode. Just
oh, and that was one of our favorites. The one I didn't like is the gravy dripping down my chin. I was like, I'm so sorry, but I'm doing this. I'm just going to do it.
Well, this program, and you invite somebody out to breakfast.
Yeah, to be expected, right?
To be expected. There's nothing you can do. I understand.
It was delicious.
Guilty, but she knows.
And she was like, you know, honestly, it's fine. It's fine. You know, I caught her eyeing it a few times, and I offered up a bite, and she's like, no, I can't. I can't. So I actually was very proud
of her.
Well,
that is wrong of you.
Well, you know, it's like one little nibble. What's is
no,
that going to throw your whole
no,
day off?
Because it just, like, wrecks with their minds.
I asked her if she wanted to smell it, because the whole smell thing, you know, it satisfies cravings if you smell it.
Well, there was a thing that I was reading. Your brain, actually smelling the foods could be bad for you, too, because when you eat these foods, it triggers certain production of things in your body, right?
Oh, no.
And they said then your body is trained that when it smells it, it starts producing that stuff, like the insulin or whatever. So that smelling it could be as bad as, well, not as bad, but could
but
be.
But up there.
It could be not, let's put it this way, it could be not as good for you to give your brain those sweet signals.
It could trigger the cravings versus stamp them down, you know. But, oh, it was good. It was so good.
So she felt guilty, but not that
I made it
guilty.
Up to her by buying, so.